Concours Écricom 2014, épreuve orale de langue anglaise, texte numéro 26. Analysis of huge data sets will reshape healthcare. Insurers will soon reassess how they predict costs. Patients will let doctors know what medications won't work with their particular genomes, and researchers will look at hospital records in real time to determine the cheapest, most effective ways to treat patients. All because of developments in what is known as big data. Driven by industry trends and the Affordable Care Act, the analysis of large sets of data such as medication usage or hospital readmissions has enabled healthcare providers and policymakers to make smarter decisions and predict future trends in order to save money and provide better care. Big data was recently used to determine that the young and healthy expected to balance out the insurance pools in the federal and state exchanges may actually cost more than expected as they gain access to mental health care. Often the results are the opposite of what's expected, as was the case with a flurry of high readmission rates for diabetic patients. Everyone assumed it was older people forgetting to take their insulin. Instead, it was young women trying to lose weight, so they skipped their insulin. A new health cloud project will include de-identified information or data scrubbed clean of any identifying personal information from government agencies to be used to see if those with mental health diagnoses receive best practice treatments, to look at the prescribing patterns of physicians, or to compare the outcomes of two groups of patients using two different medications to treat diabetes. The data may show which prescriptions are cheapest or more cost-effective, and it might not always be the generic prescription. The information could also help predict what kinds of drugs need to be developed, whether people should be treated as inpatients or outpatients, and to answer questions about what practices work best, or what the health habits are of the newly insured. Many also see tremendous opportunity in genetic research that can show the best treatment for a patient. Sequencing the human genome is becoming faster and cheaper. Several factors have made genomic research and data analysis possible: changes in the law, financial incentives, and the demand of patients for better healthcare and outcomes. Mount Sinai has used genomic data to help reduce the 30-day readmission rate for patients by 56% by determining which patients were most at risk, then taking precautions to prevent them returning to the hospital. That's important because the law requires fines for hospitals that readmit Medicare patients within 30 days for specific illnesses. Though the rewards of such data use are great, so are the privacy concerns. If made public, genomic data could lead to employment discrimination, as some people might not be hired for jobs because of potential health problems that could raise an employer's insurance costs. We treat privacy now as a legal issue with a disclaimer, an expert said. We need to have privacy built in. Technology created the problems, but technology can also fix it.